I thank the Lord that I can be with brothers and sisters again.
我真是感谢神，我又能够和弟兄姐妹在一起。
And this morning, the Lord gave me a burden to share with brothers and sisters a passage in the book of James.
今天早上主给我在这里的负担和弟兄姐妹一起分享是在雅各书。
And the book of James in chapter 5.
我们是在雅各书第五章。
And let's read a passage together.
让我们大家一起来读这段圣经。
And this is James chapter 5, verse 7 to 11.
我们要读的经文是雅各书，新约雅各书，我们要从第五章的第七节读到第十一节。
I think I will read in English. My brother will read Chinese one verse at a time.
所以我们会用英文念一句，然后也中文念一句，我们俩轮流念。
Have patience, therefore, brethren, till the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer awaits the precious fruit of the earth, having patience for it until it receives the early and the latter rain.
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨、春雨。
Yeah. Now, you also have patience. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is drawn nigh.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近。
Complain not one against another, brethren, that you be not judged. Behold, the judge stands before the door.
第九节，弟兄们，你们不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。看哪，审判的主站在门前了。
Take as an example, brothers, of suffering and having patience of the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord.
第十节，弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。
Behold, we call them blessed who have endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is full of tender compassion and pitiful.
第十一节，那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Now let's have a short word of prayer again.
让我们大家再来一点一起的祷告。
Lord, we have your word.
主
we have read your word.
主，我们已经读了你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you give us humility in our heart.
主，我们在这里祷告，正是求你给我们一颗谦卑的心。
Lord, we also pray that you give us concentration.
也求你给我们真是专注的记忆注意力。
Set us free from any bondage.
真是让我们从一切的捆绑当中释放出来。
That we can meet you face to face.
让我们能够与你面对面。
Lord, have mercy on us.
真是主啊，你给我们怜悯。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, the book of James is probably not too familiar with two brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。这个雅各书可能不是太相对来说太熟悉。
Yeah. Yet, this brother James is a very down to earth brother.
这个雅各他是一个非常讲实际的一位弟兄。
So what he said in his book is all very practical.
因为他所在这里所讲的是和我们每日的生活是非常有紧密的联系。
And yet it is also very challenging.
当然他这所讲的话也是很有挑战性的。
If we just read on the surface of it, it looks like a good word after another.
我们如果只是从表面来看，确实每一句话都非常的好。
But when you really read deeper, you'll find almost every paragraph he said is difficult.
但是你如果真的仔细去好好的读他的话，去思想的话，发现他的每一句话是有非常非常深的意义在里面。
It challenges our thinking.
他在让我们能够好好的去思想。
Now this chapter 5 verse 7 to 11, it is something actually very beautiful.
这段我们刚才念的五章 从第七节到十一节，我们刚才所念的是非常非常美好的一段啊经文。
It is packed of meaning，
它里面很浓缩了许许多多的啊真正的意义在里当中。
And yet, if we come to understand the Lord's heart on this，
正是我们靠着这些刚才我们读的话，我们能够真是明白主的心意。
And then we can really be encouraged，
我们能够真正的被到激励。
Now, when you read these, there are only five verses we read。
我们刚才读了就五段经文。
When you look at it, there are essentially three characters in this picture。
如果讲五段经文里面，它实际上讲了有三个品格在里面。
The first is of course the Lord。
第一个讲到我们的主。
The Lord is coming back。
因为主他就要回来了。
And he's coming back soon。
他很快的就要回来了。
And he is the righteous judge。
因为他是公义的审判。
He is at the door。
他已经在门口了。
You and I cannot play loose again。
我们啊，你和我，我们都不能掉以轻心。
We have to be serious before him。
我们一定要在他面前很谨慎。
And the time is urgent。
因为时间非常的紧迫。
Brothers and sisters, this is when these pictures talks about the Lord, Jehovah。
所以弟兄姐妹在这里真是给我们一幅图画，我们的神，我们的耶和华在这里。
Now in this big picture, then he shows us a farmer。
在这个图画里面，他又给我们了一个另外一个图画，就是一个农夫。
Yeah, the farmer is in the.Actually, in just verse 7,
而且在第七节里面马上就提到了农夫。
He says, "Behold, the farmer awaits the precious fruit of the earth, having patience for it until it receives the early and the latter rain."
因为在这里讲到，看哪，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨和春雨。
And the third character it shows us is Job.
第三个人物在这里谈到是约伯。
And then when you think about these three, you know, it gives us the Lord is coming.
这三个图画给我们三个人物给我们告诉我们，我们的主他就要来了。
It is at that time.
因为已经是时候了。
It is talking about that time.
因为是在讲主来的时候。
We got to be serious before the Lord.
我们真是要在神的面前真是谨慎。
And there's an urgency in it.
于是啊，这个里面有许许多的紧迫感在里面。
And then when he talks about this farmer.
然后他在这里讲到这个农夫。
He said, "This farmer waits for the precious produce of the earth."
因为讲的是农夫在这里耐心的等待地里的出产，宝贵的出产。
So, brothers and sisters, do we go to the market and buy rice and buy wheat every day?
然后我们如果去市场，我们去买米买面。
Never realize the life of a farmer.
我们可能从来没有想象过这个种地的这些他们的心情。
But if you come from the farmland.You know that the farmer works either a whole year or several months and waiting for just one thing.
我们知道，如果你从啊农村来的话，你们知道啊，农民在这里种地啊，干一年，干几个月，他们就等待一件事情。
Yes, waiting for this produce to come out. Right.
他们等待的就是地里的出产。
The wonder of this sentence is, he says.The farmer is waiting for the final produce.
这个非常奇妙的这句话就在这里讲的，农夫在这里等待的地里等候宝贵的出产。
And yet the next thing it says, until it gets the early rain and the later rain.
一直等到啊秋雨和春雨。
He didn't say the farmer waits for the final product, and then he until the final product comes.
他这里并没有讲到，虽然农夫在这里等候最后的地里的出产，他没有说他等到了地里的出产。
He's not saying until the product comes.
他没有说一直到那个出产的物出来了。
He's talking about until the early rain and the latter rain.
他讲的是已经等到春雨啊，秋雨和春雨。
So this is something for us to think. What is he talking about?
在这里讲到的是。他在这里到底讲什么呢？
There is something final. That's what he works the whole year or whole half a year waiting for that product.
对，在这里想讲，他真正要等到是那个地里的出产，那是他最终要等待的。
And yet he says, until he sees the early and the latter rain.
但是他这等待在这里说到，他一直等到春雨和秋雨的时候。
So for me, It seems to be something like this.
它对我来讲可能是这样子。
You know, we in Southern California, we actually live on water.
我们知道我是在南加州，我们那边我是完完全全要靠着水的。
We have been in drought for several years, two or three years.
我们两三年我们一直在干旱当中。
I remember last year I saw a picture.
我还记得在去年的时候我看见一个照片。
Because now this is farmer.
因为你知道我们在讲的是农夫
and the avocado farmer
我们讲的是那个洛梨讲洛梨的这个种洛梨的农人
avocado 知道 avocado OK avocado now the picture is the farmer cuts off the avocado trees
但是你知道那时候那幅图画是给我的是这些种树的种这个洛梨的这个果树的人他把这个果树都砍了
Yeah, the reason is if you don't have enough water you have to cut out some of the avocado trees so that the other avocado trees can grow
因为他为什么要砍呢是因为他因为缺水他只能保护一些树然后他必须要牺牲一些其他的树
So the water is extremely important for the farmer
所以对水来说对农夫来讲农民来讲是非常非常的重要
So this farmer is waiting for the final produce, yes
所以我们在这里讲的雅各书这里讲的这个农夫他是在等待秋雨和春雨
But if there is no water if there is no early rain and the latter rain there is no hope for the final product
如果是的，在这里如果没有这个雨，这个秋雨和春雨的话，那么就没有任何的盼望能够得到这个出产。
Yet, when he sees the early and the latter rain comes,
因为他在这等到，他已经看见了这个早雨和晚雨的到来。
When he sees the water come from heaven down to his ground,
当他看见这个雨从天上降下来到他的地上的时候
，and he knows for sure.
因为他知道有个确信
，the final product will come。
因为他知道他最后的地里的出产就会成了。
So dear brothers and sisters, that's the picture about this farmer。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这是一个讲农夫的一个图画。
And then he immediately jumps to the story of Job。
然后很快的他跳到了讲到约伯。
So, what is this early and the latter rain？
这个讲的到底是什么？是秋雨和春雨吗
What is the final product of this farmer?
这农夫在这里等到的最后的他要等待的出产是什么呢
Compare with the story of Job
如果跟亚伯的故事能够连起来
So put it the other way
如果我们从另外一方面来看
When we think about the story of Job
当我们来看到约伯的故事的时候
What is this final product?
他的最初的产品要等待是什么呢
最终的 Yeah.And what is this early and the latter rain?
对呀，这个约伯来讲，什么是这个秋雨和春雨呢
？Yeah, because the author of this James, the brother James, is connecting these things together.
因为这个雅各弟兄，他把这些事情都放在一起来讲。
And then he connects these two things together in the light of the Lord's coming.
因为他把这个事情来讲的时候。把这个约伯和这农夫在一起讲的时候，是讲到我们主的再来。
He essentially saying that we cannot be fooling around anymore.
因为他在这讲的时候，我们必须要谨慎。
We have to be serious with the Lord.
我们一定要在人面前非常的严肃。
Yeah, because he's coming soon.
因为他就要来了。
He's right at the door.
他已经站在门口了。
And also, he's a righteous judge.
因为他是一个公义的审判。
He's not coming to judge whether I'm good to you, you're good to me. No.
他并不是来在这里说你对我好，我对你好。
He's coming to judge what is our relationship to him.
他来在这里做审判，是说我们与他的关系。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the story of Job,
弟兄姐妹们，当我们在这里读约伯的故事的时候
，you find that the first important thing is our relationship with the Lord.
当我们读这个故事，我们知道最最重要的是讲我们和神的关系。
When our relationship with the Lord is right,
当我们的与神的关系是对的时候
，then our relationship with brothers and sisters is right.
然后我们与弟兄姐妹之间的关系就会对。
Not the other way around,
而不是反过来。
Now, so in the story of Job,
我们来看讲到约伯的时候
You know, if you think that Job has 42 chapters, it's too complicated.
我们如果你想到想哦要读约伯的时候，它总共有42篇。
Don't worry, I'm not going to go into that.
你不用担心，我不会讲那么长。
I just want to mention the things about Job in relation to this farmer.
因为我只想在这里讲到约伯和这个农夫之间的关系。
So, what is from the point of view of Job? What is this final product?
对这个约伯来说，对他来讲，他所要等待的一个最终的一个产品是什么呢？
And also in his experience, what is this early rain and the latter rain?
而且是讲到约伯他所经历的，对他来讲里面什么是秋雨。
Now let's see what the word of God says about Job in James.
那我们来看一下在雅各书里面是怎么讲到约伯的。
Okay, so you have heard the endurance of Job.
So 你所听见亚伯的忍耐
endurance,
你的忍耐。
And then the second thing, the end of the Lord.
然后讲到一个是主的日子近了。
那主的结局。
主的结局近了。
And the third thing is the Lord the third thing is tender compassion and pitiful.
因为讲到主，他是给他结局就是。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
So endurance means that he actually is suffering.
我们讲到能够忍耐的，实际上是他在经历的苦难。
If there's no suffering, there's no endurance to talk about.
如果讲到如果没有这个经历这个苦难的话，也不会谈到任何的忍耐的问题。
Yeah, if you have read Job or just a few chapters of Job, you know he really suffered.
当你读了约伯的时候，你知道就前几章的时候，你知道他承受的很大很大的艰难。
Yeah. So, and then the word of God says the endurance of Job.
然后神在这里讲就是约伯的忍耐。
So the second thing is the end of the Lord.
然后第二个讲到是主的给他的结局。
Yeah, in our Chinese Bible it says 主的结局哈。Yeah, and then when we think about the end of the Lord.
目的是讲了主的目的在这里是。
When we think about the end of the, you may think, hey, you know, when Job finally come to the end of Job, the children that he lost, now the Lord gave him back.
我们知道读到那个约伯的后面的时候，我们知道虽然他的前面他的儿女都死了，但到后面主又给他了。
And the camel, the Lord gave him double portion of the camel.
骆驼他给。主给了他两倍的骆驼
，and double portion of the sheep，
羊也是双倍的羊。
So you say, ah, that is the end of Job.
你会想，哦，这个可能是这个约伯所等待的结局。
Is that really true? I mean, is that just the camels, the sheep, and the children gave him back to him? Is that the end?
我们仔细想一想。这是不是约伯在这里等待的结果？就是他的儿女回来，他的骆驼双倍的羊。
If that's the case, then it doesn't take 42 chapters.
如果真是这样的话，可能不需要42章。
But there were 42 chapters.
但是这里有42篇。
So the end of Job is more than just camels.
因为我们知道，真正的结局，约伯所等待的并不是这些骆驼牲畜。
Now the third thing is the Lord's compassion and the pity.
第三个在这里讲到的是主的满心的怜悯和大慈悲。
So when we read the book of Job,
当我们在读约伯的时候
，You see he really suffered,
因为他所承受的相当相当的大。
And then where is his compassion? Where is the Lord's compassion? Where is the Lord's pity?
对，我们在看到他的约伯所在这里遭受的苦难的时候，哪里是神的满心的怜悯和大慈悲呢
？And then we may say, oh, it's the camel.
It's
double portion of the camel.
因为我们讲到，哦，神给的大慈悲是双倍的骆驼。
Brothers and sisters, when you think about this, you know it's more than that.
因为你好好在思想思索的时候，你知道必然比这个更多。
The Lord's end for Job is more than that.
因为主的真正的目的比超过这一切。
The Lord's compassion and the Lord's pity for Job is more than that.
因为主的真正的满心的怜悯和他的大慈悲远远超过这些所给的东西。
So what is this?
那这里到底讲的是什么？
Now when we, look at his story,
当我们在这里看约伯的他的故事的时候，
You know, in the first chapter, I mean, the Job actually suffered a lot.
我们知道，在第一章的时候就讲到约伯所受的一切的苦难。
If we can take a look at the book of Job, just the first paragraph of the first chapter.
我们实际上可以看一看，就是约伯记里面的第一章。
Yeah. Okay. The first verse.There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job. And this man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and abstained from evil.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And there were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。
And his substance was 7,000 sheep,and 3,000 camel, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she-asses, and very many servants. And this man was greater than all the children of the East.
他的家产有7,000羊、3,000骆驼、500对牛、500母驴，并有许多卑仆。这人在东方中就为至大。
Now, what is the story about Job?
我们关于这个在这里讲到约伯是什么样的
？God in heaven，
因为神在天上
，with many angels，
和许多众天使在一起。
And then Satan was there too，
就是撒旦他也去了。
So the Lord asked Satan， "What are you doing these days？"
然后神就在这里问这个撒旦，你在这些日子你在地上做什么呢
？He said, "I was walking back and forth."
他说我是在地上来往。
The Lord said.Have you noticed my servant Job?
然后主就在这说，他说你注意到我的仆人约伯吗
？He is perfect and upright.
他是完全正直。
And fear God and shuns evil.
因为他是敬畏神，远离恶事。
And Satan said,
撒旦说了
，He fears you because you are nice to him.
因为撒旦说，因为他敬畏你，因为你对他好。
If you are not nice to him.Then he will curse you to your face.
你如果不对他好的话，不祝福他的话，他就会诅咒你。
So this is Satan.
这就是撒旦说的。
The Lord says, "Do anything you want to him, but you cannot touch his body."
但主这时候就说了，好吧，你可以做任何事情都要对他，但是有一条，你不能夺取他的生命。
So Satan went down and take out all his children, all his property.
所以这个撒旦他就来到地上。把约伯所有的都拿去了。
And then in heaven, a session repeat.
然后再又回到天上，又是一幕开始。
And then the Lord says, "You see my servant, Job. He is perfect and upright, and fear God and shuns evil."
所以神在上面又说，你看这个约伯，他是完全正直远离恶事，敬畏神。
And Satan says, "You asked me not to touch his body."
因为你叫我不能真是碰到他。
If I touch his body, then he will curse you in your face.
如果我对他人本人做点什么事情的话，他就会来诅咒你。
And the Lord says, "Go do anything you want to his body."
然后主又说，去吧，你就要做你所做的。
But you cannot touch his life.
但是你不能夺取他的生命。
So Satan went down.
所以撒旦他又去了。
And then Job has boiled.You know, sore boil all over his body from the bottom of the feet to the top of the head.
所以这样子撒旦就去做了，使得这个约伯从头到脚都长满了疮。
So Job suffered.
所以约伯在这里真是受苦难。
The property gone.
因为他的所有的财产没有。
Children gone.
他的孩子没有了。
Health gone.
他的健康，他的身体也没有。
And all this.Is what the Lord allowed.
所以这些所发生的都是主所同意的。
And then his friends came.
然后他的朋友来了。
Best friends.
他的非常非常好的朋友。
Who really loved him.
这些朋友非常非常的爱他。
And the friends start to tell him things.
然后他的朋友在开始跟他讲话。
These things happen to you.
因为这些事情发生在你的身上的时候。
It must be because of some hidden sins in you.
一定呢，可能是有你一些显而易见的罪在你的身上，这件事才会发生。
And Job says, "No, I don't know any."
然后呢，约伯才就说，我确实不知道到底是哪些罪在我的身上。
And then his friend said, "You know, the Lord is just, You know, there must be, I mean, you must have done something wrong.
然后他的朋友就说了，他说我们的神是公义的，你一定是做了什么事情。
And then Job、
啊、不好的事。
I really don't know what I have done wrong.
然后这约伯说，我确确实实不知道我到底做了什么事情。
So his friends were all very righteous.
他的朋友是也是相当的啊正直的。
So they started to hammer him on all possible things that can explain this suffering.
所以他的朋友呢，从各个的角度来劝说这个约伯，来跟他讲他有哪些问题。
Job says, "No, no, it cannot be this."
然后呢，约伯就说，一定不是这样。
You know what you said is not true.
他们啊，约伯说，你们所讲的这些话都不是真的。
So, from Job's point,
但是从约伯这个点来看
，he lost his property, his children.
他失去了他的财产，他的儿女。
He lost his health.
他的身体健康也没有了。
Now, his friends, what his friends said to him challenges his soul.
当这些朋友，他的最好的朋友在跟他讲这些话的时候，实际上真是在挑战他的魂。
Yeah, and so what he thought to be in confidence, now he doesn't have confidence anymore.
所以他以前可以说他有信心，但是现在他是否还有这个信心呢
？He could say that he could think that I'm actually a very upright person, but now my friends are telling me I'm not.
那个时候可以讲自己可以认为自己是完全正直，但是这些朋友却告诉我我不是这样的。
Now, not only that, the friends, what the friends said also challenged his relationship with God.
因为这些朋友在这里所讲的话，真正的还是讲到了，就是指责他和神之间的关系。
They are saying there must be something wrong between you and God.
因为他们在这里说的话，一定是你和神之间有什么地方不对。
You must have offended God in secret.
你一定在在暗处的时候不知道的情况下，你得罪了神。
So it challenges his spirit.
所以在这里又在挑战他的灵。
So this went on for some 30 some chapters.
所以在这里挑战的话，一直讲到大概到三十几篇的时候。
So it was so painful for him.
我们可以想象，这是对约伯来讲是多么的痛苦的事。
In his own word, he said, "Lord, you know, why do you?" Bring me into this world.
他用约伯自己的话来说，就问神了，说你为什么把我带到这个世界来
？It's better if I were not born into this world.
如果是这样的，还不如没有出生为好。
So the Bible says he cursed this day of birth.
因为在这里圣经在这里讲到，他在咒诅自己的出生。
Now in chapter 6 he says something.
到了第六章的时候
，He says, you know, he talks about his what he feels right now.
这个时候他约伯在这里讲他觉得是对的。
He says, what I'm hoping for is that God would crush me and God will stretch out his hand and cut me off from this world.
约伯在这里第六章第九节里面讲到说我所切望的就是愿神把我压碎。
You know what?
伸手将我剪除。
Yeah, in another word, he's saying, Lord,Why don't just kill me?
就换句话说，就神啊，你杀了我吧。
Yeah. So very, very painful.
对他来说是可以说这个痛苦是忍受到极限。
Not only the loss of outside things.
我们所看到的不光是他是一些财产的丢失。
Not only the loss of health of the body.
不仅是他的这个身体，他这个身体的健康。
But also the loss of confidence in his soul, in his mind, and his relationship to God.
因为他的魂。里面的信心也没有了，然后灵里面和神的关系原来是很紧密的关系也没有。
Just like in a wine press, you know, being pressed down to nothing.
真是在榨酒的做榨酒的葡萄酒的时候的过程一样，真是那个葡萄被压榨。
But he never said, he never cursed God.
但是他从来没有说一句话是咒诅神的。
His wife said, you know, look at your shape.Why don't you just curse God and die?
然后他的太太曾经跟他说过：“你看看你现在这个样状况这个样子，你赶紧咒诅神，而你死吧。”
He never cursed God.
但他从来没有咒诅神。
Not only that,
不但是如此
，His eyesight is always on God.
他的眼睛实际上一直在注视着神。
Now he's not asking Lord for mercy.
他并没有在这里要求神给他怜悯。
He asked the Lord why.
他在问神是为什么
？Why do you do these things to me? I don't understand.
他说，神，你为什么做这些事在我身上？我不明白。
So he says there's a in Job chapter 10 verse 1 and 2.
所以这里在约伯记里面第十章第一节和第二节这样说道。
He says, I want to ask the Lord.
他说在这里说，我是我要询问神。
Do not just condemn me.
你不要定我有罪。
You have to tell me why you are contending with me.
因为你要告诉我，只是我，你为何与我争辩。
So here, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
thank the Lord, he did not give up.
所以感谢神，约伯他没有放弃。
He wants to contend with the Lord. He said, Lord, why are you doing this to me? I don't understand.
他在这里，他要与神同在，他要问神，你为什么要让这件事情发生？
Why do you contend with me?
啊，你为什么要啊，与我在这里
争
辩？
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a very strange experience.
你要知道，这是一个非常非常啊一个奇怪的一个经历。
But brothers and sisters, if we are serious with the Lord,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们对神是真正的、很严肃的
，we may run into this.
我们可以也会进入到这种状况当中。
You know, David, the King David, when he was young, when he between 20 years and 30 years old.
我们知道，当讲到大卫的时候，当他在二十岁和三十岁当中的时候
，and the Lord anointed him to be the future king of Israel.
因为我们知道神啊高抹他，让他成为将来的以色列的神，
but he continued,
哦，以色列的王。
But he continued to be faithful to the king Saul.
但是他虽然会是将来的王，但是他完全在啊扫罗王面前完全的忠实忠诚。
And other people testify for him that king, O king Saul, nobody in your staff that are so faithful to you.
所以在这里他们的人里面有讲到说，在扫罗的所有的他的下属当中，没有一个人有像大卫那样的敬畏这位扫罗。
Yet Saul chased him.
虽然当扫罗要在杀他的时候，
Saul chased him and tried to kill him.
扫罗在这里要追杀他，要杀他。
And for 10 years, from 20 years old to 30 years old, he was running around in a very small area.
整个这十年中，从他二十岁到三十岁这段期间，十年中他一直在像逃犯一样的逃。
Totally no hope.
他可以在人看来已经没有任何的盼望。
It's just like Job.
就跟约伯一样。
Why this thing happened to me?
这个事为什么会发生在我的身上
？The Lord, I have been faithful to the king.
他主，我对这个王是忠诚的。
I have never thought about myself one day be king.
我自己从来没有想过我将来会要做王。
I don't even think of that.
我从来不会这样想。
But Lord, why do you allow me to be chased like a dog, like a flea?
但主，你为什么允许这样的发生？我就像一只狗一样的被追赶，像跳蚤的这样子逃。
This may be what he was thinking inside.
这也许是大卫他里面的心里面在这样的思想。
But he never considered Saul to be his enemy.
但他从来没有把扫罗王作为他的敌人。
And he forever was praising God.
不管怎么样，他一直是赞美神。
So these things are hard to understand.
知道这些事情是非常难的去理解。
And yet it brings people down to nothing. To those who are serious with the Lord, bring down to nothing.
真是让这些真正的爱主人这个时候完全可以说下沉到最底层。
But there, they see the only hope comes from God. Only light comes from above.
真就是在那最底层，看到所有的盼望是在主那里，所有的光都是在主那里。
That's why when we read David's Psalms,
这就是为什么我们常常读大卫的诗篇。
It was so deep.
因为这个诗篇是这么的深
，It dig down to our heart, the depth of our heart, to an extent we never thought about.
因为真是到我们的心灵深处，是我们从来没有想过的。
Now the same with Job.
同样的，回到这个约伯也是一样。
So when he was so, 几点钟？I was told I can talk to 12:30, so have patience with me.
我他们跟我说我可以讲到十二点半，所以还有请大家也耐心一点。
Yeah. Now, the so When Job was totally hopeless,
当约伯完全失去了任何的盼望的时候，
his friends were talking like he was a bad guy.
因为他的朋友在这里讲他的，好像是他是一个坏人。
And his Lord never said anything.
但是他的主没有说任何一句话。
Now there, he suddenly realized something.
这时候突然，约伯。他明白了一件事情。
So in what he says in during that period, I would just mention three sentences he said.
在那段时间，约伯他自己说了些什么话呢？我只用三句话引用三句话他所说的话。
Then you can see how this person, Job, his eyesight, his heart was connected to heaven.
你看，就从说啊。我们下面要讲的三句话里面看到这个约伯他的心怎么是和神怎么是和上面是连在一起。
And the Lord led him to see something eternal.
就是我们的主让他看着那将来和将来的永远的事情。
Now these three verse actually only appear in the New Testament.
这三句话只有这三句话在新约里面又出现。
Now, these three sentences,Only appear in the New Testament.
Oh, 这里三句话只是在新约中出现。
Yeah. The first one is that Joseph said, how can man be justified before God?
第一句是讲神人怎么能在神面前称义呢？
Yeah, this is Job chapter 9 verse 2.
因为在这里讲到是第九章约伯记第九章第二节。
How can a man be justified before God?
人在神面前怎能成为义呢？
This is the main point of Romans, the early chapters of Romans.
这也是罗马书里面前几章里面的重点。
The Roman chapter 3 verse 20, for example.
作为一个例子来讲，罗马书第三章二十节。
No one can be justified before God by doing the work of the law.
因为没有人能因行律法在神面前称义。
And the Romans chapter 3, 22.
另外还有同样的第三章第二十二节。
The righteous, only God is righteous.
因为讲到神的话，神的
只有神是义的，
信耶稣基督，只有神是
义
的。
Yeah, the righteousness of God is given to everyone who believes through faith in Jesus Christ.
因为神的义因相信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
See that when he was in such a, wine press, he suddenly sees up, he looked up and realized this, that no one can be justified before God.
因为约伯就像他当时的处境，就像很在榨酒的那个里面压榨的这个压榨那个情况下，他这个时候真正的明白了主的心意。
His friends and he before thought.And one can be perfect and upright and fear God and shuns evil, and that's good enough to be righteous.
因为你知道他在他约伯以前，包括他的朋友，他们想到就是完全的正直啊，敬畏神，远离恶事，这就是非常非常好的。
But now he realized that no one can be justified before God.
但这个时候，他所明白的知道。在神的面前没有一个人能够称义。
And another verse is that up there in on high is my advocate, my 中保。
另外一个让他所看见的就是在那天上，在那宝座上面，他有一位中保。
He's saying, the Lord doesn't want to talk to me.
他先想，好像神不愿意跟我讲话，神不愿意跟我讲话。
And yet up there is my witness.
但是那位我的见证中保就在坐在上面。
Yeah, the one who there is one up there that give witness to me.
坐在宝座上面，他能见证我。
Right, and also he vouches for me. He speaks for me. He's my advocate.
因为他是我的中保。
Dear brothers and sisters.This is a New Testament thought.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这真是我们在新约里面的真正的真谛。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
在提摩太一书里面。 第二章第五节。
Yeah, there's only one God.
因为我们知道只有一位神。
Yeah, this is what he says, Timothy 2:5. There's only one God.
因为在提摩太前书第二章第五节里面说，
and between God and man, there's only one advocate.
在神和人中间只有一位中保。
Now he is the Christ Jesus who came down to earth to earth as man.
这位中保就是乃是降世为人的耶稣基督成为人。
So dear brothers and sisters, this idea of the mediator.
你要知道，这是真是讲到我们的中保，我们的
This is a New Testament thought.
这是真是在新约里面所讲到的。
Before Lord Jesus came,
在主耶稣来到之前
，there was no mediator.
因为在主耶稣来之前，我们中间没有任何的中保。
There was no one over history is qualified to be the mediator between God and man.
因为在过去的里面过去的那么几千年里面，没有一个人能够真正的成为做人和神中间的作保。
There's only one example, which is many, many, many years ago. That was Moses.
可以说，在很多很多的年以前，那位可以有点像的，就是摩西。
But Moses is a mediator between God and the whole Israel.
但是摩西在这里讲的是，他是做中保，是在神和所有的以色列人当中。
But when Lord Jesus came,
当我们主耶稣来的时候
，He is the mediator between God and you and me.
当主耶稣来到地上，他成为中保，你和我的中保。
Moses was not the mediator between God and a single person in Israel.
因为摩西在这里是中保，但是他并不是成为人和每一个聚集的每一个人的中保。
Yeah, but Lord Jesus came today, brothers and sisters. When you think about God, God is really far away. But Lord Jesus is here between God and you and me.
但是我们想象到，我们知道，如果讲到神的话，他是那么的远，那么的高。但是我们想到主耶稣，他在我们神和我们人中间，就在这里。
No one has seen God before.
我们从来没有人见过神。
The only begotten Son of the Father, Jesus Christ, He has declared the Father to us.
唯有神的神的独生子将神向我们显明出来。
So this is a New Testament thought.
因为这里讲的都是在新约里面所告诉我们。
Somehow Job got it.
但是约伯却在那个时候明白了。
Another thought.
但另外一个思想。
Is this.This is something we all are very familiar with. We sing about it. This is Job chapter 19, verse 25.
这就是讲到在约伯记十九章和二十五节，
I know that my Redeemer lives.
这里又讲到一个是说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
And at the last, he shall stand on earth.
And 末了的时候，他必站立在地上。
This is about him.
因为这是关于他。
And then it's about me.
然后就。牵涉到我。
Although my skin, my bone is wasted away.
虽然我的皮肉我的骨头都会消失。
But still, from my body, I shall see him.
但是在我的里面，我也能够看见他。
And it's not by anybody else, it's by my eyes, I shall see him.
不是靠着任何其他的人，就是我自己的亲眼，我会见到他。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐
妹们, This is a New Testament thought.
这是所想到的这些东西，他所看见的，就是在新约里面的。
Not only something we experience now.
也不是所有的事情我们所经历的，现在经历的。
But something that we are yet to experience in the future.
这些事情是我们在将来的时候，我们也要一定要经历过的。
He's saying this. I have a redeemer that lives.
因为他在这里说到，他说我有一位救赎主，他活着。
You know, I don't know my condition before the Lord, before God.
因为我在主的面前，我不知道我是如何。
But this one is my redeemer.
但是这位他是我的中保。
He redeemed me out of any sin, out of any pit, out of any sorrow.
因为他这位会将我从罪中，将我从罪的深坑当中，将我的一切的苦难当中救我出来。
And, yes.But he is living.
因为他是活着的。
Now, brothers and sisters, living is not only living in heaven. He's living now with us.
弟兄姐妹们，他活着不但是在天上活着，他就在活在我们当中。
Now, even at the last,
even 直到最后
at the end of everything,
直到最后万事的结局
now, My Redeemer will stand on earth.
我的中保会站在这个地上。
Now, as to me,
对我而言
you know, I, although anything may happen to me, although I may die, but that day, when he returns, when he stands on earth, I shall see him with my own eyes.
虽然许多事情可能会发生在我的身上，我有可能会死，但是到主来的那天的时候，我的亲眼会看见他。
So, dear brothers and sisters, you see what this person Job has seen.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在这里有没有看见约伯他在这里所看见的？
If he had not gone down to the bottom of this wine press, he probably would not look up.
如果他没有像就像在酒榨里面被榨到那么底的时候，他没有办法真正的看到那么高那么远。
He may think everything is fine.
他会觉得所有的事情都是非常的好。
You know, I'm rich. My family is good.Everybody respect me.
我有许多的财产，我们家庭也儿女很多，大家都尊重。
And I give advice to everybody.
而且我给给许多人做指导。
And the whole city respect me.
所有的城市他们都尊敬我。
Brothers and sisters, Job's story tells us that unless we come out from that, otherwise we don't see this.
弟兄姐妹们，这个约伯，这个他的经历就告诉我们。我们一定要从那个里面出来，如果不出来的话，我们不会真正的看见在天上所要叫我们看见。
We will not realize that no one is righteous before God.
这样的话，我们不会看见在神面前没有一个义人。
We need His Son to be our righteousness.
我们需要他的儿子耶稣基督成为我们的义。
And if we have not gone down to the pit, to the bottom of the pit,若是我们没有走到那个最低的
yeah, 如果我们还没有走到可以说深根的底头的时候
yeah, and then you don't know that you depend on this advocate in heaven
因为你那时候不会知道你的真正的中保是在天上
then we think we're pretty good every day
我们还自以为我们很好每一天我们过得都不错
but this one who has seen who has been to the bottom
当约伯就像约伯他已经到了最底层的时候
he knows that he dependsOn his advocate.
因为他知道他所的盼望就是在那位中保的身上。
He knows that this advocate knows everything about him.
因为知道这位中保知道我所有的事。
And then if we have not been willing to go down to the bottom,
如果我们真正不愿意能够真正到那个底被打到底层的时候
we probably don't appreciate that this Lord will come back.
如果我们没有真正在这底层的时候，我们可能没有真正的心里面。会感激我们的等待，我们的神就会回来。
And this Lord Jesus is not only our living God.
这个主耶稣基督不但是我们活着的神
，but He will come back.
因为他会回来。
He's my living, Redeemer.
因为他是一位活着的救赎主。
Now at the end, He stands there on earth.
因为到末了的时候，他要站在这个地上。
And then if we have not gone down to the bottom,
如果我们没有被打到最底层的时候
then we probably would not have the hope. The hope is the one day that I shall see him with my own eyes.
因为我们没有在这最最底层的时候，我们可能也不会有任何的盼望，说我们有一天我们会亲眼看见主。
Brothers and sisters, this is a New Testament thought.
是弟兄姐妹们，这是在新约里面我们的心里的盼望。
We come to say, First John chapter 3.
我们如果来到约翰福音第三章的时候
And I believe it's like verse 2
我相信应该在第二节的时候
And then this is what the old Apostle John said
因为这是讲到约翰施洗约翰在这里所讲到
He says, dear brothers
亲爱的不是就是约翰他们
you know,
亲爱的弟兄
We ought to abide in the Lord
我们都应该住在主里
You know, what will happen in the future, we don't know
将来要发生的事情我们不知道
But we know one thing
但我们只知道一件事
When he appears
当他显现的时候
We shall see him as he is
我们就会与他面对面
And we shall see that we are like him
我们会看见我们像他
Brothers and sisters
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Is old brother John Apostle John talking the same way as Job
使徒约翰在这里他所讲的和约伯在这里讲的是同样的事情。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
nothing in the Bible comes by accident.
在圣经里面所谈到的没有一句是出于偶然的。
Everything in the Bible is God's eternal thought.
所有的事在圣经里面都是神他的永远的旨意。
This is what he planned for you and me.
这是他为你和我所安排的。
This is what he planned for you and for saints 5,000 years ago.
这也是在为他的圣徒在五千年前就预备的。
Now, I still have 15 minutes.
我还有15分钟。
So, brothers and sisters, to me, this is his early reign and the latter reign.
所以对我来讲，弟兄姐妹们，这就是约伯他的秋雨和春雨。
You see, when Job realized these things,
当约伯意识到这些事情的时候
，his suffering was not over.
他的苦难还没有结束。
This was like chapter 19.
就像在第十九章里面讲到的时候。
This is chapter 10, chapter. Chapter, you know, chapter 19.
Yeah, 所以他这里面几章都提到在第九章、第十章约伯记，包括在第十九章。
He will continue to suffer for another 10 chapters.
他后面还有十章继续讲到他的所受的苦难。
But something already got into his heart.
但是有一件事情已经进入了他的心。
You know, I have an advocate up there.
因为我有一位中保。就在那里，在天上。
He is my redeemer,
因为他是我的中保
，living one，
他是活着的
救赎主，
救赎主
，living one，
是活着的。
And he one day will come back，
他一天他要回来
，standing on the earth，
他会站在地上
，and I shall see him with my own eyes，
我的亲眼会看见他。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，this early rain and the latter rain gave him refreshing，
这个秋雨和春雨。真是给他一个完全的苏醒
，gave him an encouragement，
给他鼓励
，he has strength to live again，
他有里面有力量，他能够再活
，he has strength to endure again，
他有这个力量能够度过这个难关
，he has confidence to hope，
他有信心对着他的所盼望
，he's not alone lonely anymore，
因为他不再孤单了。
So toward the end of the chapter, to the end of the book,
如果我们一直看到约伯记的末了的章节的时候
，all through these chapters, the Lord did not say anything to him.
所有的这些章节的时候，神没有对他直接说话。
Now his friends and he, you know, continue to go back and forth.
因为他和他的朋友之间继续在这对话。
And his friends kept telling him, "You have done something wrong."
因为他的朋友一直在告诉他，一定做错了什么事情。
But Job's eyesight gradually shifted from his friends to the Lord.
这时候，约伯他的注视、他的注目，慢慢的从他的朋友的身上，慢慢移到天上。
From the very beginning, he was asking the Lord, "Lord, why do you contend with me?"
因为在最早期的时候，他就问神，他说：“你为什么？”与我争辩。
But then when time goes on, he looks even more at the Lord.
那随着时间的进行，他更加的注视，他的眼目在神的身上。
He says in his heart, "Lord, there must be a reason."
他相信，他说神一定有一个原因。
What are you trying to tell me?
你一定是想要告诉我什么
？Now, chapter 38.
然后在第三十八章的时候
，The Lord started to speak.
这时候神开始讲话了。
The first verse the Lord said is this.
第一句话，神所讲的。
Let's see what the Lord says. The Lord has not said anything over 38 chapters. Now the Lord says. Let's see what He says.
在过去的三十八章之前，神没有说一句话。现在神说话了。我们一起来看第三十八章的时候。
38. And Jehovah answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this the darkened counsel by words without knowledge.
耶和华从旋风中回答约伯，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明？
Darkens counsel by words without knowledge.
然后神开始向约伯说在这里讲谁使我的旨意不明。
So I want friend and sister to pay this attention, counsel.
我们要特别注意到这里是讲到他的旨意。
So God is telling Job, see, you know, I have something to say, I have some thought, I have some counsel, I have some idea, but who are you that say things that make my idea not clear?
所以神在这里讲，就是我有我的旨意，是谁在这里真是使我的旨意不明白、混淆。
Now, then four chapters, the Lord kept saying that Job was total silent.
所以在这从这里三十八章开始，整个四章。这个约伯在这里没有讲话。
And then when Job started to answer in chapter 42,
当在第十四十二章的时候，约伯他开始在回答神的时候。
And then let's see what he said.
那我们一起来看约伯在这里怎么回答神。
So remember, the Lord told Job, who is this that darkens my counsel?
因为我们记得。耶和华在这里从旋风中对约伯说话，说：“谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明？”
Now for four chapters, Job didn't say anything.
然后四章，整个四章，约伯没有说任何话。
And the Lord said many things.
神说了许许多多的话。
And yet when Job come back to answer the Lord,
等到约伯来回答神的时候，
He's not saying anything about these many things. He's saying things only about this.
当约伯回来说的时候，他没有说任何其他事情，他只讲一件事情，就是他的旨意。
Yeah. So, okay. This is Job chapter 42, let's see 2 and 3. Maybe 我们就听中文就好了。
2 and 3.
第二节、第三节。
第二节、第三节。那我们就读四十二章的第二节和第三节。我知道你万事都能做。你的旨意不能拦阻，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道。
So here, brothers and sisters, you see, when the Lord asked the question, who darkens my counsel? And then the Lord said many things. It seems that Job didn't pay too much attention to these many things. That Job kept thinking about what the Lord says, counsel.
所以我们前面看到，因为神也问约伯是谁用无知的言语使我的旨意不明，但是约伯在回答的时候，他没有说到其他事情，他的专注就在这个神的旨意上面。
He's saying, who is he that obscure counsel without knowledge?
所以谁真正是在讲着神的旨意的时候？没有真正的这个知识。
So, brothers and sisters, pay attention to this thing, counsel.
所以我们大家一定把我们注意力集中在这个神的旨意上面。
God comes to close this thing. The God comes to Job to tell him that I actually have a counsel.
所以神在这里他是要告诉约伯说，我有我的旨意要向你显明。
Job never realized that.
约伯他从来没有想象到这个。
But now he realized.
这时候他明白了。
He says, Lord, yes, who am I that can darken, can obscure your counsel?
所以约伯在这里回答说，我是谁呢？能够用这种言语使你的旨意。
For whole 30 some chapters, I have said things that I don't understand.
所以我在过去的三十八章里面，我说了许多话是我所不知道的。
I'm really sorry.
我实在是抱歉。
So in the past,I have heard you with my own ears.
因为在过去我是风闻有你。
But now I see you with my own eyes.
如今我是确实亲眼看见你。
Therefore I repent in dust and ashes.
这就是我在炉灰中我忏悔。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Now after this morning rain and this early rain and the later rain.
当这个秋雨和春雨来的时候。
Now coming to the end of the book.
当我们来到这个书的结尾的时候，
Then God is a God with a counsel.
我们知道这位神是有他旨意的神。
Yes, God has counsel.
因为神是有他的旨意。
And God is very careful, very think, very guard his counsel very strenuously.
所以他神对他的旨意是非常非常的注重。
Now his will, his counsel cannot be darkened.
所以神的旨意啊是不能够被混淆。
God's counsel cannot be hindered.
所以神的旨意也不是一直被隐藏的。
And God's counsel cannot be obscured.
所以神的旨意也不是不会暧昧不明的。
So this is the final thing that Job got.
这就是约伯在这里所要得到的最终的结果。
After this,
在这个之后
，The Lord told his three friends.
这个之后，然后神就对约伯的三位朋友讲
，What you said about me was not as right as Job said about me.
因为神对他们三位说，你所论断的我不如我仆人约伯所说的。
So you should take your lamb to make offering.
那么神就对他们三位说，你们应该带着你们的献所要献的祭去献祭，然后去见约伯。
Make offering to me in the presence of Job.
你们要在约伯的面前给神献祭。
And Job will pray for you.
那约伯他会为你们祷告。
Brothers and sisters, what does it mean?
那弟兄姐妹们，这个是到底什么意思？
It means that Job now is a different servant.
这个时候约伯他是一个在不一样的仆人。
In the very beginning, he was a servant who is a perfect and upright and fear God and shuns evil.
因为在最初就讲到约伯的时候，他是一个完全人，他是一个正直的人，他是一个远离恶事的人，敬畏神的人。
He is good for himself.
他是非常正的，非常好的。
But now,
但是现在
he is able to pray for others.
因为他现在可以为别人祷告。
He is able to shoulder the spiritual responsibility of others.
他愿意担负为别人担负责任。
Now these others is not the gospel friends.
这些人他的朋友并不是说好像是我们的福音朋友。
These others are his three friends who know God.
这些三位朋友是他的最好的朋友，他们都认识神的。
But only knew God in a very formal way.
因为他们所知道的神可能只是还是处于在表面上。
At the level of perfect, upright, fear God and shuns evil.
他们是在这个层次上面，就是说完全正直。
They have not gone down to the pit as Job had.
因为他们还没有真正像约伯一样能够被打到底层。
They have not really appreciate the preciousness of God.
他们还没有真正能够感谢神他的真正的恩典。
You have really not touched the depth of heart and mind of God.
还没有真正摸到神里面深处的心意和他的旨意。
They have not realized that there is actually an advocate in heaven.
因为他们还没有真正的意识到，这是在天上有一位中保。
And he is our redeemer.
因为他是我们的救赎主。
And he is still living.
因为他一直活着。
And at the end, he's still there on earth.
你到世界的末了的时候，他就会站在地上。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
，This is the end of God.
这个是讲到我们主的结局
的目的。
目的。
This is the end of God for Job.
这是神在约伯身上
他
真正的目的。
He has turned Job from a servant of the Lord with very small capacity to a